Radio doesn't suck. You simply haven't been listening to the right station. But now you are. Get ready for the Mind's Ear with Ernestus Jiminy Chald right here on Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.3 FM.
Throughout the course of their life, riding on elevators, waiting for elevators to arrive, it would surely add up to a great number of hours. Possibly days for those of us who are forced to ride elevators regularly, or who have had the misfortune of being stuck on a malfunctioning elevator mid-travel for an inordinate amount of time. And possibly years for professional bellhops and elevator technicians. Can you imagine that? I certainly can. Lately, I have been spending a lot of time thinking about all of the time I will have wasted by the time I die. They say, for instance, that the average person spends one-third of their life sleeping. So, if I live to be 75, I will have spent 25 of those years asleep. Just lying there doing absolutely nothing. And how about working? The average American spends collectively over 10 years of their life slaving away at work. Which is to say, if you were to tally up every minute you spend on the job throughout the course of your working life, those minutes would likely total up to more than 10 complete, uninterrupted years of your life. So now, 35 of your hypothetical 75 years on this planet have been spent sleeping and working. Which brings us to eating. The average person spends over 60 minutes each day consuming food. This totals up to another 3 years of your life spent on a single activity, shoveling forkfuls of dead organic matter into the gaping hole in your face, leaving you with a meager 32 years of life left for actually living. But what will you do with those years? 2 of them will be spent in the bathroom, 4 of them will be spent driving in your vehicle, 9 years will be spent watching television. This leaves you with 17 meager years out of 75 for actually living. How will you spend those 17 years? Let us keep in mind that the first several years of our lives are spent in an incoherent, drooling, infantile state. These years will be utterly forgotten as we grow older. And for many of us, the last several years of our lives are spent in a similar, incoherent, drooling state. So, in reality, we are really talking about 11 years of actual meaningful living left at our disposal. And the key word there is, in fact, disposal. Because even though time is our most valuable resource, we squander our time. We piss our time away every day on meaningless, vapid activities. We stare at electronic screens like zombies, filling our brains with mindless drivel. We engage in puerile, utterly unremarkable conversations with friends and co-workers and random acquaintances who mean little to us. We masturbate, we dawdle, we procrastinate, we ride elevators. And then there is all the time we waste thinking about all the time that we waste. The time that we have wasted in the past. The time that we are wasting currently. And the time we will waste in the future. I have just wasted several minutes of my own life, for example, ruminating about how much time we waste in our lives. And you have just wasted several minutes of your life listening to me ruminate about how much time we waste in our lives. And perhaps you will tell others about this diatribe of mine, and in doing so you will in effect be wasting several minutes of their lives, telling them about the several minutes of your life that you wasted listening to me ruminate. And they might then tell others, who might tell others in turn, and it will be a long, never-ending cycle of time being wasted in rumination about time being wasted. So what can be done about this moving forward? It's simple. Stop wasting so much of your precious time. Stop squandering away your most valuable resource. Do things that you cherish. Do things that are meaningful. Do things that you will be glad you did when you find yourself lying on your deathbed in your later years, reflecting upon the life you lived. Be productive. Be creative. Be bold. Take that vacation. Ask that girl out. Kiss that boy you are crushing on. Take risks. Take charge. Take no prisoners. Take the elevator. Or take the stairs if that is what you wish to do. Follow your heart. Follow your intuition. Follow your desires. Make every moment count. Time is running out. Make the most of it. All living creatures are bound by the constraints of time. It affects all of us. From multi-billionaire moguls to the impecunious panhandler you ignore on your way home from work, to the tiny insects you crush unintentionally beneath your feet as you walk down the street, in precisely the same manner. Death isn't something that happens to us when we are old and gray, or when we are struck down prematurely due to tragedy or disease. It is a process that literally begins at the moment of conception. For every living thing, time begins running out the moment we are conceived. What we refer to as life is, in fact, the process of death. As time progresses, our bodies undergo irreparable wear and tear. Our skin begins to wrinkle and wither. Our hair and teeth fall out. Our eyesight and hearing grow increasingly poor. And before we know it, our time is up. sometimes time plays tricks on us. A minute can seem like an hour can seem like an eternity. Entire years drift by in the blink of an eye. But no matter what we do or how long it seems to take, one fact always remains. Time is running out. Time never sleeps. Time is what we want most but use worst. Time is a cruel thief. Time is the father of truth. Time is of the essence. Time reveals all. When we speak of killing time, we are really speaking of time killing us. Lost time is never found again. Time is up.
What goes up must come down. The elevator takes me all around. I ride the elevator up. I ride the elevator down. I ride the elevator up to the roof and underground. The elevator takes me wherever I need to go. The elevator is always fast and never slow. If I die in the elevator, I will die between floors. If I die in the elevator, I will die in its doors.
Let us ride the elevator. The elevator is fun. Just press the magical buttons and the elevator will run. If ever you need to go from one floor to the next, forget the stairs and escalator. The elevator is best.
I'm afraid of the elevator. I don't want to be trapped inside. My neighbor was trapped in the elevator once. My neighbor actually died. If you ever find yourself trapped within its doors, your body might be dismembered as the elevator passes floors. Be careful when you ride within the elevator. It might just be the death of you, sooner or later.
I had sex in the elevator once. It took place between the 3rd and 21st floors of my ex-husband's industrial complex. My ex was always so randy, and fittingly so, since his name was Randy. I lifted up my skirt and let him have a go at me. We never imagined that our elevator sexcapade would lead to the conception of our first daughter. She was born 9 months later. We named her Ellie.
Thank you.
You are riding the elevator. But something isn't right. The elevator seems to descend interminably, as though it is traveling down a never-ending chasm. You can feel the walls closing in around you, crushing you beneath their weight. Gravity pulls you forever downward into the abyss. Your breathing becomes shallow and labored. Won't this elevator ever stop? You wish you could just open the doors and step out. But you can't. The emergency button is inoperable, and you cannot call for help. You are trapped here. This is the worst elevator ride you have ever taken.
Going down. 12th floor. 11th floor. 10th floor. 9th floor. 8th floor. 7th floor. 6th floor. 5th floor. 4th floor. 3rd floor. 2nd floor. 1st floor. Lower level. Going up. 2nd floor. 3rd floor. 4th floor. 5th floor. 6th floor. 7th floor. 8th floor. 9th floor. 10th floor. 11th floor. 12th floor. 13th floor. Down. 12th floor. 11th floor. 10th floor. 9th floor. 8th floor. 7th floor. 6th floor. 5th floor. 4th floor. third floor. Second floor. First floor. Lower level. The mantle. The outer core. The inner core. The other world.
This elevator is out of order.
This elevator is out of order.
This elevator is out of order.
Out of order.
Out of order.
Out of order.
This elevator is out of order.
This elevator is out of order.
This elevator is out of service.
You have been listening to The Mind's Ear on Free Radio Santa Cruz. The preceding program was entitled Elevator Music. This program was written and produced by Ernestus Jiminy Child. For more information, visit www.themindsear.com.